All right, it's a new day. It's a brand new day, just like every day is. And so, let me say something real quick. I learned a long time ago, you don't attack a person because it's really not a person, it's the spirit behind the person. You attack the spirit realm that's controlling the people. In other words, I would be wasting my time attacking a legalist, individual legalist. I would be wasting my time attacking an individual Jezebel or Delilah. It's the spirit behind. You don't attack a narcissist individually, you attack the concept. Because if you teach the spirit behind the person, if you show it, if you reveal it, maybe that person can get saved. Maybe they could be born again. Maybe there's people like them that might wake up one day, or the people that they're enslaving or attacking, maybe they will wake up, you know. Recently, being around a narcissist, Jezebel, con artist, thief, whatever she was, it don't really matter. They self-sabotage. And the faster you wake up, the better. I mean, you can break the spell really easy by just telling yourself the truth. Standing on God's will instead of the queen bee will. Every queen bee has her own will, right? Every legalist has their own will. And it's legalism and law and slavery, and they want to be God, and they want to be worshipped, and they want you to kiss their feet and go to them for your authority, for your power, authority, choices, whatever. They want to be authority in your life. They want you to go to them. And they want to isolate you. We know that about narcissism. That's part of the game. And so I learned a long time ago, I got this speed demon behind me. They always show up, and they always seem to have the same pattern, the same kind of car, or their same kind of look, or whatever. It's all about them. Yes, you don't even realize. She don't even realize what she is. Anyway, you learn this a lot. You learn this early on if you're seriously looking for deep truth, that attacking an individual is a waste of time because you don't even know the person, and a lot of times they don't even know themselves. And if they're attacking you individually, that means that you must be hitting on target because you're saying something that they don't want the common man or common woman to understand. When you start talking about the Jezebel spirit, and you start talking about the witches and the wicked, they don't like, one reason they don't like my website, and they've always tried to hack my website, is because I reveal such deep truths. If you go on my website right now, I can't even upload a video on it because it'll be blocked. But there's a, right at the top, there's a decode of the Wiccan, of the word Wiccan. And they don't want you talking about it. They'll block it. Because Jesus is the way. V-I-A. And the W-I is to take you out of the way. If everything I say points to Jesus, the trees, tree, true, faithful, faith, the street is the way, the light post, Jesus is the light of the world, he's the light post. If everything in front of you in the three dimension points to Jesus, and it has to because he created it all, if somebody builds a table, you say, oh, that's the handiwork of that carpenter. You know who built the table because it's just like the handiwork of that carpenter. And likewise, if God created this universe, then everything has to point to Jesus, who spoke it all into existence. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. By Him were all things made. I'm going down the highway, and I'm seeing the signs, S-I-G-N. Just look up the word sign etymology. It means the sign of the cross. So whenever you look at a sign, S-I-G-N, it means the sign of the cross. The signs are everywhere. And so all the archetypes point to Jesus. All the promises point to Jesus. All the eternal truths. Everything points to the cross. Everything points to faith alone and Jesus alone. But the legalist under law, the flesh, they're in the wrong dispensation. The reason they attack me is because faith alone and Jesus alone. I go against legalism. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Paul said that's a lie from the pit. I go against legalism. I talk about faith alone. I talk about how everything reveals Jesus. I can see past the 3D. The 3D is just a book pointing to the 5D. And the 5D is the letter E. E is spirit. You know that E is spirit because you got elevator, goes up. Elephant's tall. Email is fast. Anything with the letter E is pointing up. Email, instant. E-cigarettes. Anything with the E, electronics, electrons, it's spiritual. It's really fast. Your thumb is the letter E. A, B, C, D, E, the fifth digit. Without the letter E, without the spirit, you can't grasp hold of truth, you know. You need the spirit to be able to grasp spiritual truth. Anyway, everything points to Jesus. Everything is an archetype. Everything is a pattern, which is the Pa. Everything points back to the Pa. The pattern is the Pa. The seed. These people hate the truth. The reason they're going to attack an individual that they don't even know. This is what I was talking about. They project some reality is not even real. They want to believe a fake reality. They want other people to believe a fake reality. They don't even know what you're saying. Their mind is so corrupt. You give them truth that will set them free and break them out of the 3D repeat and the illusion and delusions and the fake reality bubbles. And they don't even know they're in a culture lie, a bloodline lie. They don't even know they're trapped. And you try to set them free, and they want to stay in bondage. They love their slavery. If I say everything is happening now, they might say, see, that's impossible. That's because you're looking at it from a 3D. If you step into the 5D mindset, the mind of Christ, Jesus is outside of time. God is outside of time. You're in Christ. You're one with Jesus. And if you're one with Jesus, you're one with the body of Christ. And if you're one with the body of Christ and you're attacking me, you're attacking the body of Christ. Just like they attacked Jesus. And I was telling a sister in Christ last night, I said, you're one with Jesus, and so that means you're one with the body. And just like if you stub your toe, your hand instantly grabs your toe. The spirit realm's the same way. It's all connected in Jesus. So if I'm thinking about somebody, they know I'm thinking about them, and they pick up the phone and call or text or email or something. When you disconnect from the hive mind and you're connected to the body of Christ, it's instant we're all, we might, I might be thinking about something and it reverberates through the body of Christ. Because the truth has to reverberate through the Spirit. And the Spirit of God is everywhere. So if you're in Christ, you're in God, Christ in you, Colossians 1:27. So it's right there. You're connected to all things. And so the body of Christ, you pray and you ask God. God will usually speak through a member of the body or a video or something like that to reveal the truth. Everything is revealed in Jesus. They don't know you. They're speculating. They have no idea what you're saying. They can't hear you. They don't want to know you. Let's say you have a problem with somebody. You go to them directly and ask them. They don't want to solve the problem. They don't want to help. They don't want to cure. They don't want to fix the problem because they never go to you and ask you directly. They could email you. They could call you, whatever. But they don't. That's not what they want. They want to steal, kill, and destroy. They want to stop the truth. Somebody who has a real gift, they want to shut down. They've got to shut down the people with the real gift. So when you join a 501(c)(3) church and you know more than the pastor, he's got to shut you down. If you don't line up with their seminary, they got to shut you down. I really think about it. If you don't line up with what the box says, they got to shut you down. Denomination is D-name. Just split the words in parts. D-name, denomination, off-name, take you off who you really are. Put you in a box. A cube box, a 666 cube box, doctrine of man instead of doctrine of God. They got to shut you down. They can't stand the fact that you have no more than them, that you have a gift. They can't stand the fact that you have a gift to see and they don't have it. Why don't they support you? The ones attacking you try to subscribe to the channel. What's that about? That's stupid. The flesh always persecutes the spirit. They have no life. They have no life. So everything out of their mouth is death. They're not trying to set the captives free. They're trying to keep the captives in slavery. They want you stuck in Babylon in a cube because they want to make money off of you. We don't want you to escape this little box that we've created for you because we want to make money off of you. I've already said this 1,000 times. It's the same repeat happening over and over. They're just clowns. They're clowns going around the 3D circus. They're in a circus. They're in a carnival wheel. You say, look, every day's the same. The only thing that changes is the inside. Look, outside never changes. It's the same repeat cycles over. Daily cycles, weekly, monthly, yearly, decades. It's the same cycle repeat. Wake up. It's all about the inside changing and becoming more like Jesus on the inside. Wake up. You're in a cycle. You're in a repeat. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. But they're stuck in such a cycle of confusion. It's not even funny. It's not even funny anymore. It's not funny anymore. I used to laugh at them. Now I feel sorry for them because it's so obvious. It's so obvious that 3D is a simulation, and 3D is a repeat, and the purpose of 3D cycles is to birth you to the new state, to cycle you like a washing machine, to birth you into the new state. to cleanse you, to transform you. To transform you into a new creature day by day, because that's the purpose of cycles, to birth you and wash you to the new state of being. But you're stuck in your cycle repeat, and all you know is a 3D experience. You've never seen the 5D. You never pray about it. You can't understand deep spiritual truths. You can't see the flesh versus the spirit on every page of the Bible. You just can't see it. You're stuck in a repeat. That's why you drink and do drugs. That's why you're always thinking, TGIF. TGIF. For what? You gonna paint the town again? When's it gonna get old? When's it gonna get old? When will it get old? You're going to paint the town. When's it going to get old? How old do you have to get before it gets old?